Good morning. Another comfortable and cool start to the day across interior New York and New England. Perhaps not quite as cool as yesterday morning, most places a couple degrees higher. And everyone starting out mainly in the 50s to around 60. As we get into the day today, high pressure that set up earlier this week will continue to dominate the weather, bringing us mostly sunny skies all day long. But as that high slides to the south and east, a return south-southwesterly wind flow will develop, and the humidity will start to creep up just a touch, but hardly noticeable by the end of the day, with high temperatures reaching in the middle to upper 80s, and a few spots in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England reaching to about 90. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, but with that southerly breeze, the humidity will kick in even more, and temperatures will be milder, with lows back into the 60s. A disturbance currently in the Midwest will make its way through the Great Lakes today and move through our area tomorrow. Out ahead of this disturbance, the humidity will climb, and with partly sunny skies tomorrow, highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90. Eventually, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms evolve from the west, perhaps as early as the morning hours tomorrow, but more likely in the afternoon. As we get into the day on Saturday, still some energy to pass through, and as a result, we run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and mainly dry weather to start the weekend with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Highs will be around 90 on Sunday as high pressure takes over for a day with a mix of sun and clouds and high humidity. On Monday, that humidity will build to the point that we'll look for the risk of showers and thunderstorms again. We'll make it into the lower 90s on average under a mix of sun and clouds before another area of more comfortable high pressure builds in for the middle of next week with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday and highs back into the mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the Great Lakes. Prefrontal warm sector will likely become very unstable again today as rich, low-level moisture with dew points in the 70s move in. Potential will exist for strong storms to redevelop and intensify along a cold front. Residual outflow boundaries and lake breezes will also be the focus for storm development as the surface layer destabilizes. The activity will subsequently advance southeastward and southward, possibly evolving into clusters through lower Michigan and eastern Wisconsin. But backbuilding is also possible with these storms. Effective bulk shear from 30 to 40 knots will support the potential for organized storms with damaging winds and large hail, the main threats. Meanwhile, hot and very humid conditions will push the heat index well over 100 again across a large portion of the central and southern states this week. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect for a large swath of the Central Plains, the Mississippi Valley, Midwest, and Corn Belt through the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 46 degrees with a west wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 57 degrees, the dew point 54, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.17 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature, 67, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.16 inches for the month and 16.23 inches for the year, which is 5 inches below normal. There were two cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 166, which is 29 above normal, and 384 for the season, which is 99 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 101, set in 1930. And the record low, 45, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:26 p.m. 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy, with a chance of a shower or storm late tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the middle 80s. Partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. The risk of a shower or storm Saturday, mostly dry, mostly sunny, high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds near 90 Sunday, lower 90s with scattered showers and storms Monday, and mostly sunny with lower humidity Tuesday and Wednesday back into the mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.